Cardiff.
Hello? Hello?
Armando, how's it going?
It's going. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Hey, I got some good news. It looks like I was able to find a trailer for 26,000 with Sean over at Utility Trailers of Dallas there.
Yes, sir.
So if you have the 13,000 down still, that's going to mean that you're able to put 50% down. So that's one thing that would really help us out here. Just want to kind of go over that with you. Also, with your bank statements, even if they're personal bank statements, is there any way you can show, can you provide 3 months of bank statements for us? I guess just the first page showing incoming and deposits, whether they're good or not, they're just going to require it. I explained the whole situation and they're fine with all that, but it's just part of their package, I guess you could say, in order to get it submitted.
Yes. Sure. But I quit my job here about a month and a half ago, Dennis, where I used to work for Standard Energy.
Right.
I can get you some, prior to that, the last 5 years straight, that wouldn't be any problem. But, I just want to be upfront with you, that I haven't been doing anything in about a month and a half or so.
Well, that's fine. I mean, we understand. And really all they're ever going to look at is just 3 months. I'll just explain to them what's going on. And if you have, any other savings or anything like that, you can show just to show that you have some reserves in case of an emergency, I guess you could say. That'll help too. If you have like a savings or CDs or anything like that, 401k that you may have invested in or something like that, it just shows you have reserves and it just kind of helps with the approval too.
That'll work, Dennis. That'll work. And what would we be looking payment wise on something like that, Dennis? Just a rough idea.
This is a tough one. If it was a startup, I could tell you it'd be pretty high, but I think they're going to be able to use your previous time in business. What they don't know won't hurt them. For lack of better words, I was able to use 11 years time in business, and that's the way they're seeing it so far. So I'm going to just kind of stick with that. And that's otherwise, I could tell you it would be pretty high, but hopefully we can use that, and it'll be a good rate for you. But I just don't know until, unfortunately, I get it. We're not going to charge you any money out of pocket or anything like that to get the approval and give you some numbers, but I just really don't know until I get everything back.
That'll work.
It doesn't take long once we get it in. Yeah, I can show you some numbers and some terms and things of that nature to you. But it shouldn't be too bad. I don't think it's going to be too bad.
Okay, that'll work, Dennis. When would I know for sure, about all this?
Tomorrow's Friday. I might be able to get the approval for you by tomorrow if you can get the bank statements over to me and the information as far as any reserves you might have.
Okay. Well, not really, but I can come up with them bank statements, and I do have that money, but, that's the same money that I've got in my savings right now. But that's the same money that I'm going to have to use to put the down payment on that trailer.
For the down payment, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's just look at 3 months of bank statements then, and if you have anything else other than the $13,000 down, then that's fine.
Okie dokie. That'll work, Dennis. I appreciate your help, man.
Not a problem, man. I want to get this done for you for sure.
Thanks a lot. I'll get you all that stuff tomorrow morning.
All right. Sounds good. I'll be here bright and early.
Okie dokie, Dennis. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.